Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for July 2nd to the 8th, 2016. International and regional countries criticize new Israeli wave of building in settlements. In the meantime, Israeli attacks leave one killed Palestinian and a dozen others injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, scores of protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli forces attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages. Many villagers were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when soldiers attacked the weekly protest in the central West Bank village of Annabi Saleh on Friday. Troops attacked the protest at the village entrance using live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets. Later, troops stormed and fired tear gas at residents' homes. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as a result. At the nearby villages of Bil'in and Na'lin, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. Many protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics at both locations. In the meantime, many civilians were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest organized by the villagers of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. This week, Jordan says Israeli settlements construction blocks peace in the region. IMC's Rami Al-Maghari has more.
Kingdom of Jordan said that Israeli settlements construction on occupied Palestinian territories would block peace in the region. Jordan believes that these settlements are illegal and would stand an obstacle ahead of any workable solution, mainly the long-envisioned two-state. In the meantime, Palestinian Authority President's spokesperson Nabila Bordena stated that the 1967 border lines should be the borders of a future Palestinian state. These include the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and East Jerusalem. Israel had earlier turned down an Arab state's initiative for peace involving full normal Arab-Israeli relations in return for full Israeli withdrawal from the occupied Palestinian territories. On a related note, France is still hoping to hold an international peace conference soon, to which many international key players will be invited, excluding the Palestinian Authority and Israel. In other news, Fatah Party of Palestine and President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist Hamas Party are yet to meet again in Doha, following a failed round of unity talks last month in the same Arab capital. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
Fighter dies in Gaza due to earlier wounds this week. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, Israeli invasions leave at least 12 injured civilians. IMEMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
The Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of Hamas movement, has reported Thursday that one of its fighters, Nael Salah, 19, who was shot and seriously injured by the Israeli army fire last year, died of his wounds. On Wednesday, Israeli soldiers opened fire on a number of Palestinian homes east of Al-Qarara town and northwest of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. Damage was reported but no injuries. Also this week, the Israeli Air Force carried out on Saturday at dawn a series of airstrikes targeting a number of sites believed to be run by the armed resistance groups in different parts of the besieged coastal region. The army said that shells was fired from Gaza on Friday at night. Media sources in Gaza have reported that the Air Force fired several missiles into two sites run by the Al-Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of Hamas, south of Gaza City, and a blacksmith workshop in Gaza's Zaytun neighborhood. In the West Bank, Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday at dawn Qalandia refugee camp north of occupied Jerusalem and kidnapped a young wounded Palestinian man. Local sources in Qalandia said that soldiers broke into the home of Salah Hamad, 21, and kidnapped him after violently searching the property. Hamad was shot by soldiers on Monday when the army invaded the camp and demolished the homes of Anan Abu Habsa and Isa Assaf, who were killed on December 24, 2015, after carrying out a stabbing attack in Jerusalem. Moreover, a number of extremist Israeli settlers destroyed on Monday late night several grapevines, a shed, and uprooted plants belonging to Palestinian farmers near the illegal settlements of Daniel and Elizar, built on Palestinian lands in Al-Khadr town near Bethlehem. In addition, a number of Palestinians sustained injuries in extremist settler attacks against their cars to the west and south of both Nablus and Hebron on Sunday of this week. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for July 2nd to the 8th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Iman Abdrabbo Bannoura.